Around this time last year, it looked like ADAC's jet service was in jeopardy. Alaska Airlines wanted to stop flying there, and it was only after much back and forth that they conceded to continue serving the community on a trial basis. Now the uncertainty appears to be over. Alaska Airlines was the only company that responded to a recent request from the Federal Department of Transportation for bids on the community's essential air service contract, and they've agreed to commit for 2 years. Marilyn Romano is the airline's regional vice president. She says Alaska decided to bid even after the news that Icicle Seafoods would be shuttering its processing plant on the island because other companies and industries are poised to make up some of the traffic.
None of us can predict the future, but people in the community of ADAC feel like there are some possibilities for growth, possibly even in the oil industry. So we take all that into consideration making the decision.
But Alaska Airlines' commitment to ADAC in the face of an uncertain future will come at a cost. The company is asking the federal government to increase their subsidy for the route by $500,000 for a total of $2 million a year. Romano says that factors in the loss of passenger and cargo revenues from the processing plant and potential increases in the price of jet fuel. For its part, ADAC appears to be fully in support of Alaska Airlines' proposal. City Manager Leighton Lockett says continued jet service is critical to the community's development. The DOT will review the bid and is expected to make a decision about whether to award the contract in the coming weeks.